All right, we got Dr. Tim from Bayshore Veterinary Hospital and Dr. Tim's Pet Food back with us again with more questions to answer for you, Doc. Thanks for coming in.
No problem. I really enjoy these questions. I hope people continue to send them into your Facebook page or the Dr. Tim's Facebook page. This is really fun.
So a lot of questions about nutrition, and then we'll see what else we can get to. But in the meantime, send your questions to Adam Carpenter's Outdoor Show on Facebook. Message me there. We hope you like and follow along. Or you can email me, adam@wfxd.com, and we'll get your questions into the hands of Dr. Tim. Before I get to a question, though, I'd like to encourage folks to follow your lead. With the tragedy going on in Houston right now, you know, unfortunately, one of the things that happens is pets get overlooked a lot of times, and there's a lot of tragedies with dogs that drowned and whatnot. The pictures are pretty horrifying, but you just sent a whole bunch of food down there.
We did. We did. I mean, we've been following along, like everybody else, the unfolding tragedy in Houston and the surrounding areas with the hurricane. And everyone's seen all the water and the animals swimming or stuck on top of their dog houses or horses, the same, just trying to get along. We shipped a whole truckload of dog food. It's leaving tomorrow from our warehouse and is headed down to Houston to be distributed amongst all the dogs. They're estimating at least 15,000 dogs will be needing assistance by the end of the week in the immediate shelters in their area, with the numbers just escalating from there. And that the tragedy itself is going to go on not just while the storm's there, it'll go on for a few months. So talking to the rescue person in charge of this down in Houston who's in the middle of the water, it's quite drastic down there what's going on. So hopefully the food will help get these animals fed once they get to the shelters and then so on afterwards. So I encourage people, if they can, donate. There's a number of different places you can donate directly online, money, food, time, whatever you want to do. Check our Facebook post out, or you can go ahead and just Google it and find some good relief organizations in the Houston, San Antonio area. Yeah, I believe it's the ASPCA and there's some other organizations in the area that can sure lend a hand from your assistance.
We'll try to find that post of yours and share it on our Facebook page, too.
That'd be great. Thank you.
Okay, let's get to a couple of questions here. One is about a split pad on a dog.
Sure.
If you have a split pad, which is very common, actually, for hunting dogs. And if you're out in the field, in the bush, you know, I'm assuming this person wants to know what type of first aid supplies they should keep with them. But if you don't, maybe you can answer it both ways.
Sure. Yeah, I think it's a great question. It brings you to what your first aid kit should be in your truck when you got your dog out in the field. So a split pad's going to be a cut toe pad. And depending on how deep it is, I may or may not suit to them. Usually it's got to be better than a half an inch deep, 3/4 of an inch long, before I kind of put any sutures in. But when you're out in the field, you're not going to be able to do this. So what do we do? One thing I find that stops bleeding very well is cornstarch. So in our first aid kits, I recommend people keep cornstarch on hand. And that allows a clot to form nicely. A lot of the cautery stuff you buy tends to be very painful, so when you put it in an open cut like that, the dogs don't dig it, and they really will howl for you. So cornstarch isn't painful. Second, to immediately stop that bleeding, I would just use some sort of vet wrap or adhesive wrap that will kind of go on itself and then hold on the foot. And when you put a bandage on a foot, remember always you start low and go high, meaning you start at the toes and then you go upward. You don't start your bandage up high and go down. That'll act like a tourniquet. So again, when you bandage a foot, you got a cut or whatever, start low on the toes and then you work your way upwards around the foot until you get above the ankle, and then that's where you take it off. Otherwise, it'll form a tourniquet. So cornstarch works good, and then you can get it into your vet and then see if they determine whether it needs stitches or not. Because on the field, you have some time before infection sets in. So clean it, cornstarch, wrap it, go to the vet when you can.
All right, we got more questions to get to. If you can hang around with us, Dr. Tim from Dr. Tim's Pet Food and Bayshore Veterinary Hospital. Can we keep talking later this hour?
You bet. Let's keep it going.
We got questions for Dr. Tim from you, the listeners, regarding weight and dogs eating their poop. So stay tuned for that later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.